1600 KIVA 93.7 FM and worldwide at ABQ.FM. I'm Eddie Aragon, and yep, we've switched to a brand new station, folks, on the FM dial. So tune in to the brand new 93.7, and you can hear that signal all the way through Santa Fe. Good morning, Tico, Tracy Venturi from the Venturi Realty Group, now aptly named. And we appreciate you, as always, being on this radio station. But let's get started on the week in real estate.
Great. Thank you so much. We're so happy to be here as usual. We had a great week, and I'm sure, Tego, you'll be talking about it, right?
I've got all kinds of good stuff for us I want to talk about regarding just what's going on nationally in the real estate market.
You should have just let me go out and show houses or something. You don't need me here. You got all the info you need.
Yeah, no, there's some fun stuff happening this weekend in real estate, Tracy.
And a lot.
And, first off, if people want to get a hold of us, we're at welcomehomeabq.com is our website, and we've got a full real estate web search for Albuquerque and Santa Fe, as a matter of fact, and other areas of the state.
And you don't have to register.
And you don't have to register. And you got all the homes there. It's live data directly from the MLS, so it's accurate and up-to-date information. And you can also call us, Tracy. How do people reach us on phone?
Call us. So Rosalind's here today manning the phone. So say hi to Rosalind. Give her a buzz. Say you heard us on the radio. The best way is 933-6881. And she's our realtor on duty today, 933-6881. Big weekend of open houses in the metro area. So the Greater Albuquerque Association of Realtors has done this big push, and they're doing advertising and supporting this open house weekend. So there's special signs and things. And how many houses are open this weekend?
Well, we've got almost 600 if you add Saturday and Sunday together. Of course, some of those are duplicate, but we're showing about 260 as of yesterday afternoon when I pulled the stats.
For Saturday,
for today, and 303 for tomorrow, Sunday, all over, all price ranges, Tracy.
Yeah, so I know our team, we have six being held open today, so I know they'd all love to see you. The prices, Tego, what's the range?
Wow, all over, you know, from 90,000 to 1.2 million and everything in between, of course.
So we don't think of open houses as being million-dollar houses being held open, but there's actually a really large number of homes in the higher prices, luxury homes, you know, 800, 900, over a million being held open. So it's a great time to go see some spectacular properties. You know, next weekend's the Parade of Homes, which is what the builders do.
Right.
And that's where they showcase their new construction, and you get to go and see the latest and greatest in finishes and color palettes and windows and faucets and lights and everything. This weekend, you can see houses for sale and a huge range of them. So the easiest way, Tego, for people to find those houses that are open?
You know, we have a website we set up. It's no cost, just something we did as a service. It's albuquerqueopenhouses.com, and we've got all the open houses that have been scheduled for, you know, anything that's been scheduled. It'll be the next couple of days or even into next weekend if they've been scheduled, and you can go on there and search for open houses by area or by price range.
So that's perfect. So there's a map there so you can actually see.
Yeah.
You know, I want to look in this area and let's see what's open so you can start doing some scouting around. Or if you really are in the market to buy a house, call us and let's focus it and let's get you into all the houses, not just the open houses, because we have a great home buyer representatives that work on our team to help you find the right house. So call us at 933-6881 today, and we'll get you scheduled and set up to get inside all the houses that might meet your needs, not just those that are being held open.
You know, Tracy, we were at this event here last week, or this week,
ago.
I guess. 2 days ago. Yeah, I know. It seems like it was a long time ago. So I'm the MLS board president and was invited to an event with Zillow with some of the stuff they're doing with MLSs. Well, there was a couple presentations, and I'm going to go through that later on, you know, trends and what people are doing in real estate and how people are behaving, some of the demographics, as well as some of the market trends nationally. But, you know, talk to a lot of different people, MLS executives from around the country, and you hear these stories about, you know, in central Seattle, for example, you know, $1 million, you can barely get anything. And in some of these other markets, and I know we're not central Seattle, and I know we're not, you know, Silicon Valley and some of these other markets, but it's amazing when I think about what we can buy in Albuquerque for $1 million. And I know, not specifically doing a high-end show, but you know, we can get, you can get a lot of house for the money in Albuquerque.
I talked to that same person that was in Seattle, and said that they're average now is $1.1 million, and for that much you'll get maybe a two bedroom, one bath, what do they call it,
bungalow.
Yeah, to be cottage. in Seattle proper. And so that was, you know, our 1.1 million or our average price, let's say our average price is what, around 200.
Right.
Theirs is 1.1, and you get a two bedroom, one bath. Here for 200,000, you can get a 1800, 2000 square foot, three bedroom, two bath, two car garage.
Right.
They'd love to have a garage there. I'm sure there's no garage at that bungalow, right?
Exactly.
So I know we're going to get to that after our break. So we'll be going through a lot of that information after the break. Right.
Well, and I wanted to talk about is how much what you can get. So for $1 million in Albuquerque, you can get a, you know, 4,500 square foot house, 3, 4, 5 bedroom house, you know, 3-car garage, custom finishes, you know, all the bells and whistles, custom cabinetry, amazing views. It's just I think we forget how great the values are, especially in the high end in Albuquerque.
Right. So it is a great time to be a luxury buyer or a move up buyer, as they call it. Time to get out of the house that, you know, you've been in, and you want to move up and get a bigger house or in a different neighborhood. It's a great time for that. Interest rates are still low, and the houses to choose from are phenomenal. We were looking through some today, like from High Desert to the Valley, to the West Side River Valley, Oxbow, Primrose,
Sandia Park,
you know, San Pedro Creek Estates on 10 acres. What you can get there for your money is phenomenal.
Yeah. So, you're familiar with that, right? Real estate career out there.
I sure did. I loved those 10-acre parcels and hiking in the arroyos and finding arrowheads and just enjoying the great outdoors and being so close to town still.
Right. Yeah, beautiful.
That's
out there.
That's where I started.
Beautiful out there. And so one of the things, you know, we've been talking about in of course, the press releases from the Board of Realtors, information we've been talking about, the market's hot, right, Tracy? That's all the buzz. And however, what we find is that there's homes that aren't selling, right? And so there's a reason. And one of the things I wanted to look at with some of the data, and what I went back and looked at is, when you look at the median price and below, and our median price is about 180, 190, somewhere in there, those homes are selling fast. They are turning over. A month supply of inventory is like 2.6, 2.5 months, which is a low supply. However, once you start moving up in price range, the supply just isn't as strong, right?
Right, absolutely.
I mean, excuse me, the supply-demand ratios aren't as strong. So you can be in the 5-6 month supply, which is more of an even market. It's not really a buyer's market or a seller's market. Where in that low end, it is a seller's market.
It is, but again, like you started this conversation, the house still needs to be priced for the condition, for the location, and for the neighborhood. You know, it's still a house in that price range, in that very affordable price range for most people. Still isn't going to get 10 offers the first 3 days on market if it's not showing like that. You know, you still have to price it for the condition, the age, the updates.
And the appraisal.
We
have those challenges, right? I talked to an appraiser last week where, you know, the appraisal still has to come in at a number that they can justify to the bank, and the appraisers have all kinds of guidelines and rules they have to follow regarding how they establish value, and for the most part, values are established by what things have sold for in the past. Excuse me, let me rephrase that. Values are established by what somebody's willing to pay for something, right?
Right.
But the appraisal is done based on what things have sold for in the past. So in a fast-moving market, especially in some of these lower price points, the prices may be going up faster than what an appraiser could justify. And we've seen that a few times recently, right, Tracy?
We have, for sure. And of course, the appraisal is, if you have a loan or if you have a cash purchase and you want an appraisal to feel like you've got the sanity check on it. But really, an appraiser, his job is to work for the lender, be their eyes and ears, and make sure they're making a good loan, because the lender might be in Kentucky.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So they don't know our market. So they're relying on that licensed appraiser to tell them, yep, that's a good loan and the house is worth what your client is paying for it.
And let's go back to one thing we were talking about. Market's hot, you know, looking at all the stats, you know, things have been going up, prices have been going up. The question then comes up is, are we going to be in a bubble? Are we heading into a bubble? And that goes back to what we were just talking about. The appraisal guidelines, the way the appraisers must document the values, as well as the way loans are being made now, right, Tracy, versus what they were 10 years ago.
Yeah. So the lenders have very strict guidelines. So they have to prove income, prove debt, and really make sure that the borrower has the means to take on that debt. So we're not making stupid loans. I think we're in a great place. And, you know, our home prices are expected to continue to go up this year, to continue to go up next year.
Yep.
So it's a great time to lock in your housing costs for 30 years.
And that's something we're going to talk about when we come back from the break, is rent versus buy. Again, just because there's an interesting piece of data that I picked up out of this summer, or this event I was at, and the surveys that they did.
Right.
And I wanted to talk about that and how rent prices have changed or not changed, although homes prices did change. I want to talk about that.
Yep.
And then the other thing is, go ahead, Tracy.
Well, I was going to say, one of the things going along with that conversation we had earlier about Seattle is, you know, how much of your take-home pay goes to your housing, right?
Oh, that's
how
a good one. That's right.
Yeah,
the proportion,
so
because that's the way mortgage look at it.
Right. So we can talk about that, too, as a part of our conversation after our break.
Let's do that. When we return here on AM 1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM and worldwide at ABQ.FM. I'm going to get used to it, everybody. I really will, and so will you. 8 times more powerful at 93.7 FM. AM 1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM and worldwide at ABQ.FM. I'm Eddie Aragon. Thanks for listening, everybody. We now continue with the Venturi Realty Group from Keller Williams Realty, and talking about the all-important ratios, the way that mortgage companies evaluate us, and then you have your aggregate market to market, and there are certainly other markets that are far more expensive, and we want to discuss the rent versus purchase option or viability, for you and your family. So those are the two things we'll capture in this second segment of the Venturi Realty Group's Welcome Home ABQ.com's radio show. And if you want to call them directly on their 24/7 hotline, Tigo, how can they reach you?
That number is 505-933-6881, or our website is welcomehomeabq.com. So, Eddie, I want to go right into this because I saw some great research that had been done regarding the rent versus purchase and what's been going on. If you look at the national average over the last, goes back to 82, quite a ways back. Average share of income spent on rent through that period is about 26%, versus if average share of income spent on a mortgage has been about 21%. But right now, average share of income spent on rent currently is at 29%, so 30%. Almost a third of your income is being spent on your housing versus...
rent.
Yeah, rent, but housing for if you're a renter. If you're a homeowner, it's at 16% right now, which is not as low as it has been. Of course, in 11 and 12, it was even lower, but it's still... 16% versus 21%. It just shows you how much more leverage you have as a homeowner. Again, it's for savings. We talk about that a lot, right, Tracy?
It is. So the number that I was talking about for Seattle, the average amount of somebody's income that they're paying towards housing there is 50%. So it's huge compared to those statistics, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's some of these markets, the rent thing has really gotten outrageous.
That's what the person there told us. So what, I'm sure the slide might say something else, but they said on average, most people that are buying right now are having to spend 50%.
Well, in Los Angeles, its share of income spent on rent is currently at 49%.
Wow.
You can't maintain.
That's unsustainable.
No, it isn't. Excuse me, Eddie. Yeah, it is. It doesn't make sense. I don't have. Actually, I may have Albuquerque numbers. I'm going to have to dig for it. But give you an idea, an Albuquerque rent right now, current, is right at $1,200, mm-hmm. Versus the national average, which is about $1,400 a month. And so we're still more affordable than many other parts of the country, again, in rent and housing and in ownership.
So Zillow actually did a market overview of the Albuquerque Metro that they present, or you've got the access to it,
yeah.
Right, Tico?
Yeah.
And so what's really interesting is we used to say if you're going to be living and paying for housing for, you know, like when we think of military, because very often they're here for 4 years and then they know they need to move again. So they're like, well, should I rent or should I buy? And it used to be if you were going to be here about 3 years or more, you should probably buy. But now that number is really outstanding. It's dropped, right?
It is. It is. And right now that there's a number that we talk about is called the break-even horizon, and it's renting versus buying, meaning, you know, when you buy a house, of course, you're going to have some closing costs going in, and you're going to have some closing costs going out. As we know, you know, the sellers, and when you're selling, that's when you have the biggest bulk of your closing costs. If you figure those numbers in, because you're going to have those costs going in and going out and other stuff, but when you calculate that all in versus renting, the break-even horizon right now in Albuquerque market, they're calculating at 1.8 years. So what that means is if you know you're only going to be somewhere here in Albuquerque for a year, then it probably makes sense to rent. However, if you know you're going to be 2 years or more, you should look at buying, because it's just going to be a better situation for you long term. One of the other studies that they looked at was renting savings versus owner savings. And what they're finding, especially in these high-priced rental markets, is renters just cannot save any money because they're spending so much of a percentage of their income on housing that they're not able to save any money. The good thing about purchasing, and Tracy, again, we talk about this all the time, it locks you into a forced savings, because now you're still making that, whatever, $1,200 a month monthly payment, but instead of that just going to the landlord so he can pay his mortgage, you're paying down your mortgage, paying down your principal, which is forced savings.
And we haven't even talked about the tax implications on that
exactly.
Especially this week. Go ahead, Tracy. Sorry about that.
I was going to say, I know you meant he as landlord, as in he knowing it could be a she, too. I know that.
Yeah, of course. Well, the evil landlord is always a he, right?
No.
Mr. Roper?
Yeah. Exactly. Mr. Roper, wow. That's old school, Eddie. Come on.
Three's Company. We're speaking with Tico and Tracy Venturi, the Venturi Realty Group at Keller Williams Realty, and you can find them directly online at welcomehomeabq.com. Did we cover the homes of the week yet?
Homes of the week, Tracy.
We have not. You know, I'm going to cover one right away. It's in the Cabazon neighborhood of Rio Rancho on Cypress, Cipres. It's a really lovely single-story house that is a three-bedroom, three-car garage, and it's like 2,450 square feet. D.R. Horton energy-efficient home. It's really nice. It's got some nice simple backyard with long views, so it's very low maintenance, but nicely done.
Immaculate and house. It really is.
It is immaculate.
What's that address, Tracy?
It's 2810 Cypress, Cipres. And if you're interested in that house, let us know. It's in that southeast area of Rio Rancho in Cabazon, where a lot of people really like it because it's quick to get out of there. You know, you get
correct.
Right on golf course and get out. So that's a good one to know about. We also have a house on Hyder in the southeast part of town. And it's, just south of UNM. And it's listed at 300,000. It's just under 2,000 square feet. And it's a really fun house with a couple different levels, like not different levels, but a few steps here and there. So it's not exactly as one story it is, but there are steps. If you don't need steps, don't go. But Hyder's a great house, so call us if you're interested in that part of town. It's just about at Girard and really close to like Isotopes Park and all of those things. So yeah, nice property.
Yeah, got it.
And
yeah,
then we have several other houses in the hopper coming on the market, and you probably have seen our coming soon listings. So we try to get them out there as soon as we know they're coming, even if they're not officially on the market yet. So if you're looking for something and it might not be on the market yet, coming soon, give us a call. We might have something. As a matter of fact, we have one coming in High Desert right now. It's getting fresh paint and carpet, and it'll be on the market here in the next week or so. It's 13243 Morning Mist Avenue, and it's a two-story. It's going to be $465,000, so a nice opportunity in High Desert on Morning Mist.
Yeah,
so.
And that's a beautiful neighborhood up there. Obviously, High Desert is still one of the most high-demand neighborhoods in Albuquerque, I would say.
Yeah, we do have another one coming that's coming soon in Ventana Ranch, yeah. And it's going to be about 155 or 160. We haven't quite figured it out yet, but you know, that's a great price if you're looking, you know, to get into a house. Your monthly payment can be quite low. So
there you go. And you can find all this stuff directly anytime at welcomehomeabq.com, of course. And you also have your open houses website as well, don't you guys?
Absolutely. AlbuquerqueOpenHouses.com.
And one last thing I want to say before we finish up this, of course, is that weekend where a lot of people are going to get out and do the parade, right? It's the big parade of homes.
That's next week.
It's actually next weekend.
Next weekend.
We led you astray last week.
Oh,
yes.
No. Okay. All right.
This weekend is the big open house weekend. And again, like I said, almost 600 homes between the 2 days, about 300 Saturday, about 300 Sunday. So.
Okay.
Lots and lots of homes to see. So get out there, see those homes. Beautiful day, beautiful weather, beautiful weekend. You know, what else do you want?
Yeah,
perfect.
That's it. WelcomeHomeABQ.com. That's the website. Tego, Tracy Venturi, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for being my realtors. I'd love for them to be your realtors. And folks, the best way to support this radio station is to do business with Tego and Tracy Venturi. Please, by all means, if you love this station, give them a try, give them a call, and visit their website and let them know that you heard them right here on the Rock of Talk. We'll continue with more of the Real Estate Hour after a quick break here on AM 1600 KIVA 93.7 FM and worldwide at abq.fm.